Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Year in Review Regional Roundtable series, brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm your host today, Francisca Corti, partner at Cary in Chile. The ELA Global Employment Law Year in Review series is classically our most popular series of the year, focusing on the most impactful regulations of the past year and forecasting what employers can expect in the current year. Today, we are connecting with a member from our Latin American region. I am pleased to welcome to the program Rodrigo Fernandez, partner with Bugá Abogados in Paraguay. Rodrigo, welcome to our Year in Review Regional Roundtable. How are you today?
Hi, Francisca. Well, happy to be here and pleased to talk with you.
I'm very excited to learn more about Paraguay, so let's go started. What were the most significant legal changes in 2022 that impacted employers in Paraguay?
Well, we may say that 2022 was less shaky than 2020 or 2021, but there are two or three issues can be worth mentioning. First, for instance, we have been seeing a slow but steady development in EHS enforceability and regulations from 2016 onwards. And in line with that, last year, the Ministry of Labor issued a new regulation about mandatory medical tests to be performed by employers to employees twice when hiring employees and also periodically, normally once a year. And this regulation also grants inspectors of the ministry the right to request employers their pertinent records to prove if they are compliant with these mandatory medical checks. And besides that, this regulation also gives a term of 8 days for employers to notify any occupational disease and 22 hours to notify any work accident. We have been seeing fines from the ministry for not carrying out these medical tests, and this regulation implies stricter controls. Secondly, we can mention that even though it is not strictly employment law issue, the executive issued a regulation that implements part of the law on electronic transaction documents, and we expect further regulation this year, and all of which should have a positive effect on telework, digitization of labor documentation, digitization of official procedures for employers. So it is still relevant, even though it is not an employment regulation. And to finish, I would say, as a third important remark, the executive approved the Employment National Plan 2022-2026 that was prepared by the Ministry of Labor with the support of the International Labor Organization. This plan aims to foster policies and actions seeking new job creation, labor retraining, employment formalization, among others. We are going to see how this plan rolls out in the next years.
Okay, so we can see there are a lot of things going on that field in Paraguay. But let's talk for a moment about inflation, which has been a hot topic worldwide in 2022. What has been the situation in Paraguay in this regard? And do you think that inflation impacted salaries in the country over the past year?
Yes. Inflation has been a hot topic in Paraguay and still is. As usual, the government updated the minimum salary in July, but this time, after some years, we had a double-digit increase of 11.4%. That is the largest in the last 15 years, if I am not wrong. And as in many countries, inflation has been higher than usual in Paraguay, though it seems that at least in Paraguay, to be decreasing, and there are hopes that we can come back to a single-digit annual rate. And in line with this, a group of deputies or representatives have filed a bill seeking to amend the labor code and to change how the minimum salary is to be updated. Nowadays, it is updated once a year and based on a proposal from a special committee. And this bill intends to replace the committee by a report from the central bank and to have salary updates every 6 months instead of once a year. So far, the bill has not been approved by any of the chambers of the Congress, but it's still a new bill, so perhaps it may go through.
Great. And we will turn now to another topic, managing flexible work, which continues to be a hot topic for employers all across the globe. How is Paraguay tackling this topic? I mean, I am referring to hybrid work, remote work, work from home, the return to the office, cross-border remote work, which is, I mean, the most typical question now, which is work from anywhere. How is this be treated in Paraguay?
Yeah, there has been a change. Well, pandemics, restrictions affecting workplace heavily are over in Paraguay, in the sense that there are no more special legal restrictions limiting face-to-face work or forcing implementation of telework when possible. However, it seems clear to me that the working schedule is not the same in many companies anymore. Of course, leaving aside those jobs requiring physical presence, like shopping centers, manual work at factories and the like. But leaving that aside, in my perspective, there has been a change. And considering what we have been hearing from clients, I would say that the landscape is not uniform. Some companies have implemented, let's call it fixed shifts, divided by teams, with 2 or 3 weekdays from home and 2 or 3 weekdays at the office. Others have adopted flexible schedule, just allowing employees to do both remote work and on-site work according to their needs, their preference, as long as that is compatible with the employee's tasks. So the last year, we said that we would end 2022 with a picture of how much remote work was here to stay. And I would say that the result seems to be a mix between hybrid work and just flexible schedules. And in line to this, as a last comment, we have been hearing and seeing clients reducing, let's call it, single place offices spaces and increasing co-working spaces and meeting rooms.
Okay. And the cross-border remote work is regulated in Paraguay, or it is like, of course, here in Chile, that teleworking is just regulating to be performed in country, not abroad?
Well, it's the same Paraguay. There is a telework law, but it doesn't foresee cross-border work. And not only telework, social security is not fit for an employee working for a foreign employer and vice versa.
Great. And Rodrigo, our final question. What employment law changes are you predicting for 2023 that will have impact on HR and employers in Paraguay in this coming year?
Well, we have elections this year for both for president and also Congress. Voting will be next May and the new government will take office in August. So perhaps considering that, we won't see a very prolific year in terms of new regulation. But anyways, considering what we have, some bills that were filed last year in Congress, we can see at least a couple of potential new laws in the pipeline. For instance, there is a bill seeking to promote the inclusion of senior adults in the labor market by requiring private and public organizations to have a payroll with at least 10% of employees over 50 years. If passed, this would be the first payroll quota in Paraguay. A second one worth mentioning would be there is a proposed amendment to the labor code aims to discouraging informal work by imposing more severe penalties to companies with employees that are not registered with the ministry. This bill proposes a penalty of suspension of companies' activities for up to 8 days. If passed, it would be a very controversial piece of legislation. And besides what is in Congress, in 2022, we were expecting the executive to issue the regulation to further implement the telework law, but that didn't happen. So maybe, perhaps we are going to see that this pending regulation in 2023. And well, to close, insurance or unemployment insurance is still going around Congress. And many believe that the pandemic has proved the need of having an employment insurance regulation in place. We don't have any nowadays. Five bills on the matter were filed in Congress since 2015. Four of them are still alive. And the last one was filed by the Ministry of Labor with the support of the International Labor Organization. And even with the contribution or participation of the private sector, that seems to be like the bill with more chances. And considering again, election year, maybe we won't see this law this year, but it seems that the topic will be moving forward in Congress. So these would be some of the potential changes we may see in 2023.
Yes, I mean, many, many things in the agenda for this new year. This is all the time that we have today. This conversation has been really interesting. So, Rodrigo, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us about Paraguay on this special ELA Year in Review podcast. Thank you for spending time with us today. It was really a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleased to talk with you, Francisca, as always, and thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you would like to connect with Rodrigo, please click on his bio in the description of this podcast. We also encourage you to reach out to any of our lawyers around the world by selecting Find the Lawyer on the ELA website at ela.law. Information about all the programs available in the 2023 Year in Review series can be accessed in the notes of this podcast. You have been listening to the Year in Review Regional Roundtable, a series brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I am Francisca Corti. Thank you for listening.